So we here we are, and our Chosh Mishpat Shir. So let's go back to the Shaila and take it a bit further. Every week we'll get more clarity. So what's the Shaila? We have, unfortunately, let's call him Reuven, who's blind. And he's given a dog to help him out, walk around. A blind dog, it's called guide dog. In English, it's called guide dog. In Americans, they call it something else. And he's walking around the streets. He's freshly trained, this guide dog, but he's too fresh. And he goes past a cafeteria. And everyone's on the streets. And there's tables over there by the cafeteria. And there's a nice piece of steak on one of the tables. And the dog couldn't hold himself back. And he jumped up and he grabbed hold of the steak and he took a bit of a nibble out of it. So the question is Reuven going to be chayv for the payment or not? Okay, so what's the shayla? Well, the shayla is how do you categorize what happens over here? What category are you going to put this case of damage in? We've got two options. I'll tell you the two options that we have. An animal eating is under what category does animal eating come of damages? What's the name given to such a thing? Shame. It's called shame. The owner owns an animal that eats. Then he needs to pay for the damage called shame. There's another category of animal damaging, and that is called when he uses his horns to charge something and damage that something. What is that category called for that damage for the outside? It's called Karen. Now, there's different rules for Karen and there's different rules for shame. One of the famous different rules, which is very applicable today, is the following Shulchan Aruch. Look at number one. Zman hazeh, nowadays, devarim she'ena metzurim, events that are not common events, api she'esh ben chazorikis, even though they cause a loss of money to somebody, could go, for example, behema shachov lebachaveta, an animal going to somebody, damages his fellow, another animal, which is called the Karen, we call it. Ain't on the most, nowadays, Beistin does not relate to such shilas. Because you need to have mumchum hasmuchel etzisho. In order to judge such a case, you need to have smicha. Smicha, not what we call smicha nowadays. Smicha of the time of the Tanoim and the Eretz Yisrael, which is a whole process of dar after dar, which we've lost. Nowadays we don't have a smicha. However, behema she'ezika b'shem, but if the animal damages, not through Karen, through the category called shame, consuming, or regal, or trampling, hoyo b'humudas b'tchiloso, since that's a very common thing to do for animals, since it's very common for animals to do, how he said, Dover Motsui, it's common. Magbin most of the dying shame smuchim next are even based on nowadays who are not dying smuchim will judge such a case. So, there's a big difference how, for us to see what's going to be the halacha in our case. Reuven has this guide dog, and the guide dog jumps on the table of the cafeteria, and he consumes the food, and now there's a claim of damage against Reuven. We want to know whether what did Reuven's dog do? Did he do a damage of Keren? Of, like, charging with the horns? If so, then Beistin can't get involved nowadays because they have no proper smicha nowadays. Or did he do a damage of consumption called shame? And therefore, Beistin can hear the case. And once they hear the case, they can paskin it and give reward of damages if it's due. Yeah, so that's our question. Is our case a case of Karen or is it a case of shame? Nafkamina, can Beistin get involved or not? Can the person make a claim or not make a claim nowadays? That's the question in front of us. So, what should be the obvious answer in our case is a Karen or Shane. What should be the obvious answer? Shane. Shane, it should be Shane. So therefore, end of Shir. Finish. Yes, it is. It's a portion. End of Shir, Mr. Goffman. You can go. You're excused. You can excuse. You finish this Shir.
No,
your question is, what's the cider? The dog's eating the piece of meat, a steak, with pleasure. Therefore, it's definitely Shane category, animal consumption, and therefore it's definitely based on customs on that thing nowadays, and definitely there's water damages, there's no cider. Okay, let us see whether there's room for a cider. Let's go to a case like this. In this picture, you see a very big steak. Okay. So what happens, like? Not steak, a snake. Yes. Well, in that particular picture, the only one I can find is he's consuming a chicken, actually, over there, having chicken for dinner. Now, the Baisa Shoykaka was not exactly like this picture. Baisa Shoykaka is that Shimon had a snake like this, a big snake like this, and not exactly as big as this, but he had a big snake. And why did he have it? He had it because he was brewing it in order to be able to take antivenin. Yeah, he wants to. Yeah, if snakes of this type of species bite, very poisonous, and he needs to have the antivenin. So therefore, that's what he does. A toilet for society to have the snake to be able to get the venom and create antivenin. Okay. Problem is, one day the snake escaped. And there was panic around the area. Eventually, who do we call him? What's the owner called? I forgot what I named him. Let's call him Shimon. Eventually, this Shimon found a snake, but it was a bit too late. He had already bitten somebody's cow, and the cow was dead. Okay? Religious farm. Believe it or not, and now in Basin. And there's claims for paying a cow. Now, a cow is quite an expensive item. You have by steak. Yeah, steak is not the cow. Okay, steak is one little part of the cow. The cow is a very expensive item. So this is quite a big claim in Basin. He wants compensation from Shimon, the owner of the steak. So what is this? Is this Karen? And basically say, what can we do nowadays? We can't judge such a case. It's called Karen. We haven't got smicha to be able to do it. Or is it called Shane? And therefore they say, yeah, it's called Shane. And therefore we can judge such a case. So what is this? Karen or Shane by the snake business? Okay, before you have room business, I'll get that. Get slowly. We're building up. Is this Karen or Shane? The snake. Steak who bites the cow, and the cow drops dead. Okay? Is it Karen? Okay, so we have to investigate. Pastures, Yeshua is saying, pastures, it's Karen. And therefore, pastures are basically to say to the farmer, sorry, what can we do? We can't judge such a case. Let us see. At the beginning of Baba Kama, there's a discussion about this. Let us see. He didn't eat it. So then we'll have to see another sugya. Okay, we're not yet there. It will take time. It will take time. Yeah. Let's just analyze the biting of the cow. Okay. Says like this. The Gemara in Baba Kama says, what exactly is Karen? What makes it Karen? What makes them a scenario keren? So the Gemara says, Mashal keren, what's keren? Kavonas and lahasik. It's something, you've got an animal who has pure intention to cause damage. That's it. Umonchan, it belongs to you. Shmir's alocha, and you need to look after it. And therefore, if it does damage, then you have to pay. That's what it is. If it has the animal damages with intention to cause damage, that's, and it's yours, then you're going to be liable for the category keren. Okay, so far, we understand this snake as being, is he doing it on purpose to cause damage? He wants to create problems for this cow, yes? Pure tense. Okay, so therefore, so far, Yeshua is galactic. Fits nicely with his initial statement. This fits nicely with the criteria of Ken. Okay. I go a bit further, and I see, let's try and get something befavorous about our case, about snake. Now, snake is mentioned in the Mishnah, and the Rambam does bring it down as a halacha of what's the halacha of a snake that bites. So we'll see. He's talking about our case, Gevaldik. So the Rambam says like this. Chamisha mine behema mudim mitzechilas briosam. There's five types of animals that from the beginning of life, they are considered dangerous animals, which are bound to cause, not just unlikely, but are most likely going to cause damage. Even if you breed them and you want to make them tame, it's not like a dog, no tame dogs over here. Fichon, imiziku, and therefore if they do damage, chayiv, you're chayiv to pay nezek sholom. You're chayiv to pay full whack money for it. The Elohim. And these are the five. I haven't listed, I cut a few out, but we'll start with one of them. Zev, the wolf, the Ari, the lion, the chena nochosh, and simply the snake, shenoshach, which bites. How is their muat? They are considered muat. And therefore, you have to pay the full whack of money. I feel like Tavis, even if they're tamely bred at home, they are moored and you have to pay the full whack of money. So what is the Rambam telling us? But what category is he putting them in? What category is the Rambam putting this list, which is basically, what is he saying? The Nachash at bites. What category is it? He's saying Karen. Okay, let me ask you a question. Karen, how much does a Karen pay the first time? Half. How much is the Rambam saying you pay?
Four.
So can it be Karen?
Naturally more. 2 pounds, you got to pay the 3 pounds.
Okay. So I've got a bit of conflict of understanding how to read this Rambam. He seems to be using expressions of Karen. Because he says, what? But on the other hand, the Pesach Halach of payment is not like Karen. Because he says, hold up, and Karen's half. So I'm a bit confused. I don't know what he means here. What category does he mean? But there's room to learn either way. I can maybe push either way, but then I've got problems if I push either way. So let me go to another Rishon and see maybe the other Rishon, who speaks in a different fashion, will let me help me understand what the Rambam meant.
Maybe
the Rambam doesn't mean what this other Rishon says, but at least let me hear what this other Rishon says and his wording, and that will help me read what the Rambam says at least. Yes, Mr. Goss, what would you like to say?
I'm reading the Rambam here word by word, and what he's saying really that it's a special case. It's not the regular Karen, it's not the regular Shen, it's a special case.
Okay, special case. But how do you define this special case? If you're in Abba Bakamashis, there's no such thing as non-definition and still paying. you have to fit into a category to pay. If you don't fit in the category, you're off the hook. Even if it's a technicality, you're off the hook. So you have to fit it into a category. So what category are you going to say? So let's go to the other Rishon and see what he says about the snake and see his wording at least. Says the Rashba in the beginning of Baba Kama, Sava Ani, I hold, Sha'afa Nochos Shaneshach, even a snake that bites, Habitolta is an offshoot, part of the category of shame, of the mazik of shame, of consumption. Apishenofu, even though he's not eating. Lifli, why? So why did I put him in shame if he's not eating? He said, Nana Beznishikhasan, because he enjoys biting. If he enjoys biting, that puts you into the criteria and category of shame. Oh. So the Rashba says clearly, no ways, two ways to learn this Rashba. No confusion. He says that a snake that bites, that does not consume, just bites, is called the category of shame. And, okay, that's what the Rashba holds. How much does the Rashba therefore you pay for the, if he's the category of shame? Ooh. For when? Okay. Now, once I see the Rashba and his wording, let's go back to the Rambam. Does the Rambam mean the same? It means something different. And what, if it means something different, what does he mean?
The
problem is the wording. The problem is the wording.
We need to define what means more, right?
Right. So, not on your mama currency. The Magid Mishnah understood the Rambam was saying, because he said the word mud, it's in the category of Karen. If so, why are you paying only the whole lot? You should pay only half. That's the word that disturbs us in that Rambam. Yes, you'll see. Yeah. Yes. Yes? No? It's called the Odom Urdo. It's called the Odom Amazik. It's different category. It's Odom Amazik. Here we're talking about the money of a person damaging. So how can we say Mr. Bloss wording? Let's take Mr. Bloss wording and what Yossi's saying. And actually giving a certain sense. So normally I say first time you pay half, and only the fourth time you pay full whack, if I can. And here's the first time you say you pull full whack, so that implies it's not Karen. But on the other hand, the wording does. And you want to say, yeah, it's a Karen mood. What does it mean?
So I can read.
Yes, Mr. Gross.
I can read the Rambam Bidiyuk as the Rashba, because it starts, B'yoson lehazik. And it didn't say v'chen anachas shehezik shenoshach, that is shen.
Okay, but the problem is he doesn't mention the key words of the Rashba, which is called hanah. And that's a very key word if you want to put something that doesn't bechlal look like shame into being called shame. So to say that the Rambam meant the Rashba without mentioning the key words is a very difficult to say. And he does say a word which I do use for Karen, which is called mord. So, I prefer, if I can, say it's a mood, and answer the problem of Nezik Shalom being a issue, it should only be half. So the Magid Mishnah actually says he is Karen. That's what the Rambam meant. But what about this half business? So the Chiddush they come up with, the Acharonim, is to say, you know what? If you look at Karen, sometimes Karen pays half, and sometimes it pays whole lot. The first three times the Karen pays off. The fourth time he doesn't, now he has to pay everything, the whole lot, even though he's still a Karen. Even though he's still a Karen category. What's the shot in that? Says Achronim, is because There are two of us. It's not one of. You think Karen is one of? It's two. There's Karen Tam and Karen Lord. And it's different category and different types of animals. And Karen Tam is like, this is a one-off unusual event. Okay. That type of animal, the owner needs to only pay half. There's another type of animal called Karen Lord, which means if he's done it so often, it's not an unusual event for him. It's part of his nature. Just as like he eats and he drinks, he also hits the guy and attacks people and attacks animals. And that's as normal for him as eating and drinking. It's he is Lord means he has inbuilt nature to damage. Inbuilt nature to damage, you pay the whole whack. You're called Karen, Lord, owner, you pay the whole whack. Says the Rabbah, animals like the lion, the wolf, and the snake, even the first time they pay the whole lot, because they're called Karen Moors, even the first time, because they have an inbred nature to damage from day one. They are inbuilt to damage from day one. If they're inbuilt to damage from day one, they come as in the category of Karen Moors. And therefore they pay, even the first time, the whole whack, but it's because of Karen. And that's what Mr. Bloch and Yossi meant. That since they're Metzchilas B'Riyos and the Hezika, that's what their nature is to cause damage. So therefore they're Moors, they're in the category of Moors from day one. And therefore they're paying it the whole lot. Yes, Mr. Bloch. Don't have pleasure. No, definitely. That's it. Because they're damaging with components of damage. And it's not out of pleasure, but that's just a knee-jerk reaction for them to do. So therefore, they're obviously not going to be saying, they have to be caring. Okay. Okay. That's one way to say Mr. Gossman. Or you say like Yossi, you can say he agrees it's the type of an all, but that no, it doesn't make it true. Because either say either you have. Either they don't have an all, or they have an all, but that no is not good enough to make it true. Okay, that's the two. Yeah, but therefore it doesn't qualify for shame, but it is Karen, but it's a Karen of Lords, because that's what it's built to do. Okay. So therefore, coming back to our case of the cow, we have a machlokus who's shown him when a snake bites without consuming, is it in the category of Karen or is it the category of shame? Machlokus. And therefore, what base can do? Can they do anything in such a scenario? All base can say in such a scenario is that you should really pay, because it's just a technicality you're getting off. Especially, there are opinions that Me'ika didn't. We should be able to be involved in this case. Of course, according to the Rashba, it's shame. And therefore, we advise you to pay. And if you don't take advice, we can even put social pressure on you to pay. We can't actually write some stuff you need to pay. But we can go out and put social pressure on you to pay. Mefarsem, Pearsum, and things like that. Advertisements in order to encourage him to come to certain agreements of certain type of compensation. Okay? According to that, no, we wouldn't be able to judge the case. Because it's Karen. Karen categories who can't judge now, please. Yep. It's Karen Wood, but Karen we can't judge. Karen we can't judge.
I have one more question about that. When we can ask,
Okay.
There's no measure at all.
No, there's other way to learn, even like Yossi, but it's not for this okay. particular shir.
Okay.
But come this year, that's what. Because once there's a din of, once it comes under the category of Karen, Shulchan Aruch already paskens for us that Karen, we can't touch Karen cases. Even in this particular case, you could say this is common, and therefore we should be able to touch it, but since it falls into the Karen slot, we are not allowed to touch it, because of the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. So now, what's going to be with our dog? Our dog is eating the steak. Chaya, dog eating steak, is it like the snake biting? Or dog eating the steak, poshet, no machlokas rishonim. We know snake biting is machlokas rishonim. What's going to be done with a dog eating steak? Is that a machlokas rishonim to say whether that might be happened by the snake, Karen or Shane? Or no, that's poshet. It's going to be Shane. Well, it's consuming. That's the, yeah. Okay. Yossi just says he knows there's something up my sleeve. I don't know what. Okay. Yeah, dogs are included. So therefore, it should be that even the Rambam should agree. This is true. This is eating steak. This is what he's eating. He's not just biting. He's eating. Okay, so you see. Okay. So let us go to another Maisha Shahaya. Also came to this. A person's walking his dog. This is more directly on our case than the original first case. A person's walking his dog, a normal dog, not a guide dog, and he goes past the wine factory. And the dog sees a cat slither out under the fence of the wine factory, and the dog doesn't like cats. And he gets away. And he makes a dash away from his owner, and he jumps the wall, and he's now in the wine factory. Now, the cat manages to escape the dogs, but now the wine people, yeah, over there, see this dog around, mostly dogs around, and they go chasing the dog, try to catch him, and but they're not fast enough, and he manages to get into the room where the vat, where the wine is in the barn, in the pit room, where the wine is sitting, as you see in this picture. And they see him lick the wine.
But he got his
No, he didn't get his sin.
Was it the golden retriever?
No, no. He sees him lick the wine. He was thirsty after the chase, obviously. He didn't realize he was having a good kids don't tell us what happens when a dog drinks wine, but maybe afterwards he'll tell us. So he had a lick at the wine. Oh no. What does that mean? Mishrat HaBriot say you have to chuck all that wine out. The whole pit. The whole pit of wine had to be chucked out. Because health authority rules. So now in Basin, the owner's dog's been taken to Basin by the wine factory and says, you caused us a huge amount of damage, monetary damage. We had to chuck out all this wine. Chuck out rubbish. Liters of this wine. Celebrate. The shaila is, can Basin be involved in such a case? Is it called Karen or is it called Shane?
Karen.
Is it called Karen or Shane? So tell me, what do you think? Why should it be one or why should it be the other? Firstly, why should it be maybe Shane? Why should it be Shane? Because it's consuming, it's licking up, and drinking. He's not doing anything else. He's drinking. Drinking and eating.
And he's enjoying.
Yeah. Is it maybe a connoisseur? Yeah. Yeah. Now, what's the sad that maybe it's Karen? What did we say Karen, the character of Karen is? What do we define Karen as being? The main character trait of Karen. What is it? Intent to damage. Did we have such a scenario with this dog licking up the wine? Intent to damage. No. So again, you're saying, Poshut, it should be definitely the same category. So why would we even have a shayla over here? What's the basis of worries about even starting the case? Okay, Mr. Garfield wants to suggest something. Unusual vet to being Karen is some opinions say that, but the Pashas of the Gemara doesn't mention it. Pashas of Lashba and the Rashi we saw at the beginning of Bava Kamma, it's not a factor in being a characteristic, and therefore we don't want to choose just that mahalach of intent for the of being usual, not usual, being a factor as a characteristic, because most likely it's not halachically. Well, I'm asking the question, not you asking the question. I know you're a lawyer, but... So, does it have any place? You tell me what's the place. Initially, he's chasing the cats.
It's normal.
He wanted to cause damage to the cats. And he got thirsty after a long chase. Okay, so now see what is there to discuss. At least start seeing how far we can get. Says like this. Says the Mishnah in Yutes in Baba Kamma. Ketzad Hashem. What's a case of shame? Well, simple question to me. I mean, when he eats, it's shame. Why is the Mishnah asking, what's a case of shame? It's not rocket science here. My answer is, no, it's not so poshut. La'ocho es aroilo. Shame is when he eats something which is normal to eat. For it to eat, normal for it to eat. Habeba mu'ed is le'echo. Habeba is your animal. A tame animal, domesticated animal, is normal to eat fruits and veg. Okay? So that is called shame. Ochla ksus again, but if it consumes someone's suit or basket, it consumes, it's eating. But it's eating something totally abnormal for it to eat. It's eating somebody's clothes. Mesharim chatzi, that's not shame, that's caring. You only pay half. So here's already now starting our shayla. We can have a scenario where the animal's consuming and it's still called Karen. When it consumes something it's not useful to consume. So now we have to discuss. Is it normal to consume the dog wine and steak? Steak and wine dinner, is that normal or not called normal? Is that called like a basket? Or is that called like the fruit and vegetable? That's simply where we're halting. Yeah, that's not really look at to our side, yeah. Because in our side, we don't have a scenario where that he has steak and wine every night. This is a one-off event. Yes. Mistake. Not really. I want to maybe question. What does it? Basically, the question, in other words, is what? How do you define royal and not royal. How do you find for an animal this is what he normal feeds? Well, it's not, because we've got two extremes in the Mishnah and we've got something in the middle which we're discussing. The two extremes is, yeah, fruit and veg, that's what he eats every day. And we've got the case of, well, he's eating a basket. That's called eating. Now we've got our case called consuming wine and steak, which is not his normal meal, but it is called a food. Is that called royal or not royal? So we have to define what royal means. Do you see? Maybe better meat, maybe steak is better. The reason why he doesn't eat it doesn't mean it's not royal, just means I wouldn't give it to him, but of course he would love it. Yeah, maybe it's not called normal. How do you find normal, not normal? So let's see the Gemara over there and get a clue from the Gemara. Yes? Yeah, the Mishnah, yes. Okay, so we said that's why, yes. So that's why we're up and yes, but that's why we have to now the question. How do you define broiler? Broiler, you said that. I don't think eating a wicker bit basket made out of lulav leaves is dangerous for him to consume. I don't know. Gidon can tell us what's going on. Now, are you going for dangerous or benefits? Okay. So we're running out of time. So I'm going to. Let's see the Gemara and see. Let's see the Gemara and you get a clue from the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Gemara says like this over there. Ochla pas, if the animal eats bread, ubosam, or he eats raw meat, or tafshel, eats cooked meat. Meshalem chatzi bezek, you only pay half bezek. Because it's not normal. My love, the Gemara says, but behemoth, we're talking about a domesticated animal, that's what you're talking about. No. Bachaya, we're talking about a wild animal. What are you talking about? Chaya bosa orche. Raw meat is the standard thing for these wild animals. That's what they eat. A lion eats raw meat. What do you mean? The net feed. We didn't mean raw meat. We meant it is roasted. Roasted meat. So at the end of the day, when you're talking about domesticated animals or wild animals, to eat cooked meat in the form of cooked or roasted is not normal. That's Karen. The case where it's normal is maybe a wild animal, a chaya, like a lion, to eat raw meat. That's normal.
Okay.
So therefore, should be based on what we said, what should be the din by our steak and our wine? Okay, let's start with steak. What should be the din by steak? Is it raw or is it cooked steak? It's cooked. It's cooked. Right, they're saying it's cooked. If it's cooked, what does Gemara say? An animal, whether it's a behemoth or chai, eats cooked meat. What is it? It's Karen. Do we dog that nowadays?
No.
So we say in our first case of the guide dog, nothing to do. They said, Mishalim cutting that say, you only pay half. The only case you pay half if it's Karen. Now, that's the steak, what we should conclude. What about the wine? The dog licking up the wine. Can we make any assumption from here or not? No, why not? Why don't I have a broader mind? If we're seeing steak that's eaten by animal is called keren, what therefore is the translation of royalo mean? And ain't a royalo? What does royalo mean if steak doesn't qualify for royalo? What does steak, what does it mean, royalo? It's not accustomed to it.
Right.
If it's not accustomed to it, is it accustomed to wine?
No.
So therefore, what should be wine?
Also,
so also, okay, that's where we'll leave it this week. That's not where we paskin. We'll see you next week how we paskin.
No?
Thank you for joining us, everyone. Mr. Gross, have a good morning. Gidzon,
thank you.
Enjoy yourself. Rav Yaakov.
But cook is clear. Cook and roll, this is my seed.